You hear Jesus speaking in the temple area. This would have been Wednesday of Holy Week, so the following, so that would have been Wednesday, April 1st of 33 AD. Jesus dies April 3rd on that Friday of 33 AD. So this is really just before his death. And again, mindful that the next day, April 2nd, in the evening, that's when the Last Supper happens. So Jesus is talking with various Jews, and again, these Greeks, remember there's a lot of people in Jerusalem at this time for the Passover feast. So some are wanting to see Jesus, and so they ask for, you know, Philip and Andrew, go and talk to Jesus. And then Jesus makes some statements. He basically says, unless you die to yourself, unless you die for the Lord, you won't be saved. You have to bear fruit that way to basically die to the Lord, and then you can bear fruit. And it's interesting what Jesus says, and I want to focus on this part of what we heard today. Jesus says, I am troubled now. But what am I going to say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this hour that I came. Father, glorify your name. So Jesus, one of the things here is Jesus, remember, Jesus is totally like us from a human perspective, except for sin. So again, when he took on that human nature, he shares with us all the similar things that we experience as human beings, except he did not sin. So he's acknowledging here that he's troubled. He's acknowledging what he's feeling. Again, he was human, right? He obviously is a divine person, but he had that human nature. So he had a body and a soul, human soul. So he's acknowledging what's happening internally, what's happening. That's important for us to be mindful about. To not dismiss what we experience in our lives. You know, the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, if we're going through a difficult situation. It's important for us to acknowledge that we are. One of the things, you know, about us growing in the spiritual life is that we become more aware of our person, our being. We become more aware of who we are. So that we experience struggles and difficulties, we acknowledge them. Yeah, because then if we acknowledge them, then we can be more in tune with you know, I'm vulnerable right now. I'm more weak. I'm more prone to do something that wouldn't be good. So that's important to have that awareness. To have that self-awareness, for us to grow in that self-awareness. That's important. So Jesus acknowledges that. And then it's interesting that he says, you know, well, wait a second here now. I'm having these feelings. I'm feeling this. But why am I here? What am I doing? He says, wait, you know, I've come for this hour. I've come for this time. My mission in part has been to go through my passion and death. Remember, Jesus later on, the night of the Last Supper and into the next morning, Good Friday, he's in the agony in the garden, and he's sweating blood. He as God, he knows what's going to happen, and so he knows what's going to happen. He's like, wait, this is my mission. Father, if it be your will that I go through with this, I will do it. He says that in the agony in the garden. So he knows his mission. Jesus knows his mission. He's acknowledging the mission that he has. He's acknowledging what God is calling him, the Father is calling him to. He acknowledges it. So that's for us, you know, when we experience difficulties and struggles, it's like to acknowledge it and then think, hey, you know, wait, now this, I'm called to go through these things. God allows, you know, things to happen to us so that we can grow spiritually, we can grow in love of him, that we can trust, hope, trust, and have a greater faith in him. So to keep our eyes on the mission, keep our eyes on, focused on the Lord. And then Jesus, interesting, he says that, Father, glorify your name. Glorify your name. If you go back to Jesus when he was first, we heard first about his preachings in the Sermon on the Mount. That's when he gave the eight Beatitudes. that he says during that Sermon on the Mount, he says, just so, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father. Glorify the Father. So Jesus glorifies the Father by what he does. We're called to do the same in our lives. So when we're having anxieties and struggles, focus on the mission, focus in glorifying God, giving glory and honor and praise to God. And part is that, have you ever experienced this? When people look at you, look at us, and they say, how are you getting through this experience? How do you get through this? Like a death in the family or some bad thing that happens. And we say, my faith gets me through. God gets me through, basically. So to glorify the Father's name. Then what does the Father say back? I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The Father says that to Jesus. He says that to us. Now, just little interesting things that happened here. About a month before this gospel, Jesus had been in Jericho, and he got news that Lazarus was dead, was dying. And basically, Jesus then waits, and he shows up in Bethany. That's where Martha, Mary, and Lazarus live. They're good friends of his. And Lazarus has been dead for 4 days at that point. So what Jesus does, he comes, he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But before he does that, Jesus turns to the Father. He says a prayer aloud, basically. He says, Father, you have heard me, and I know you will hear me again. For the sake of the people here, we're going to raise Lazarus from the dead so that they come to a belief in you and us. So Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And then if you go fast forward, 4 days, that would be Saturday. Saturday before this incident in the Gospels, that would be March 28th, if I got the dates right. Saturday before, Jesus is in Bethany. He's with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And that's where he has his feet. He's anointed by Mary. And people are flocking to see Jesus. They're beginning to believe in him. But they're also flocking to see Lazarus because they're mindful about how Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And the scribes and the leaders are frustrated and seeking to kill not only Jesus at this point, but also Lazarus, because more and more Jews are coming to believe in Jesus. So you have an incident where Jesus, in raising Lazarus from the dead, had glorified, glorified the Father. This raising of the dead of Lazarus is prefiguring Jesus' resurrection, which will happen. Again, this is Wednesday, we heard in the gospel. The following Sunday, Jesus is raised from the dead. So he's prefiguring that. And the Father is saying, I have glorified my name in the past, and I will do it again. So he's kind of prefiguring Jesus' resurrection. And again, for us to be mindful about this, that when we glorify God the Father in our lives, when we deny ourselves, pick up our cross daily, and follow the Lord, we too will be raised on the last day for faithful followers of the Lord. We will be raised on the last day. And then Jesus continues and said he came to destroy the devil, the ruler of the world, and that when he is taken up to heaven, he will draw all people to himself. So after the resurrection, we're mindful about Jesus. He's showing up in his glorified body, but he's not fully glorified at that point. He's only fully glorified when he ascends into heaven. When he ascends into heaven, that's when he's fully glorified. And it seems at that point that he's able to do things, obviously, like be in the tabernacles all over the world. We can receive him in the Eucharist substantially. So he's foreshadowing that ultimately all of us are called to be glorified, to have glorified bodies, to be members of his church, the kingdom. So to be mindful about that, to just have faith and trust and to glorify the Lord in our lives. And one of the ways we do that certainly is by offering our lives to the Lord. When we come to Mass, we're called to offer our lives up to the Lord. Offertory. You know, we can't obviously bring gifts, but we're called to offer our entire lives to the Lord. Offertory. We offer our entire lives to the Lord. And in so doing, that's the way we give glory and honor and praise to God the Father. So like Jesus, we're called to glorify God the Father by how we live our lives, offering our entire lives to the Lord.